Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, you got that person on the phone for me?
Sure do.
All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by Taco Bell. So, you may know that we've been giving away $1,000 an hour 10 times a day in our 10K a day birthday. Line one is our winner, Brandon.
Hey! Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah,
hi,
Brandon.
Vinny. Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Oh,
Bryn.
What about Hooman?
It's all right.
Oh, I said hi to Hooman already. Hi, Hooman.
Oh, what about me?
And you, me, baby. How are you?
What about me?
I get a baby. Thank you.
Nothing for me.
Okay.
So you are a thousandaire, Brandon.
I am a thousandaire. It sounds so good, sir. It feels so good. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm vibrating still because it just happened. And it's hard to believe because, you know, you keep entering, and you think it's never going to happen. But, hey, it's me.
Good job, Brandon.
All right, Brandon, where are you calling us from?
I'm here in San Francisco.
Oh, Brandon from San Francisco, the latest to
boy.
Score
yeah.
$1,000.
Hey.
His May Day is payday.
That's right.
Congratulations. Now I'm going to put you back on hold. You get to talk to Hooman more.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
You too.
Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps are loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown. So if you've had a morning before your morning, unlike Brandon, who's having a great morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. We like to call it free and easy.
Ooh, we do.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah.
As
easy
you
like a Sunday morning.
Yeah, as you negotiate your way through our website, you'll be like,
why do I not click this place more?
This is how it's done.
Click away.
Here's what's happening. So today is May Day, and if you look it up, it's in some places a spring festival, and in others it's in honor of working people, and other places it's you'll find it called International Workers Day.
Oh.
So there's that. It's sort of loosely defined, but it's a big day today. As it seems, there'll be a lot of unrest.
Yes.
So there are a lot of events here in the Bay Area planned, including a day without immigrants from 11 to 5 at Justin Herman Plaza. So that's going to be a biggie for us.
Yep.
If you want to find the whole list, you should read your newspaper. Also, is that at RadioAlice.com, by the way?
No, but Hooman did put some May Day info up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh.
Around the world, as May Day, as I said, unrest.
Yes.
Protests, some... when you read about Molotov hooded youth throwing Molotov cocktails and tear gas, you really do know it's going down.
Mm.
That's in France.
Wonderful.
There's also, it looks like, protests in Red Square, which is Russia or Soviet Union or however they want to be called now.
Russia.
Yeah. I don't know.
The motherland.
The guy in charge is just staying in charge, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Are those elections?
Are they? You tell me. I don't know. It's weird. This is happening all over the world. These people who are, quote, elected and win by 99% of the vote.
I'm actually asking. That's not. Yeah. It doesn't. Okay.
Feels more like a dictatorship, but I don't know if we're coming right out and saying that.
Anyway.
It's the guns that scare me. What would you like me to say?
Police are firing tear gas at rowdy protesters at May Day workers' marches in Paris as people are. There's some backlash against the far-right presidential candidate, Marine Le Pen. They're trying to keep her from
She's
the
gonna
presidency.
Win.
We'll see.
Win.
When is that election?
We'll May 7th.
May 7th.
Okay.
It's coming.
Whew.
they both, I mean, she's got the most controversy surrounding her, but I told you his story, Emmanuel's story, is interesting.
Here on this show, when you were telling me that, it's still the only place, even though I hear him getting talked about all the time, never gets mentioned that he married his school teacher who was 20-something years older than him.
I mentioned that to a couple of my friends who are, you know, hardcore Democrats, and they write back, nobody really knows what happened. That should stay out of the press.
But I'm like, come there on. It all is.
It's so weird how two-sided or one-sided people are when they've got a political lean.
Yep.
It's just the way it is, I guess.
It is. You make excuses for the person that you're for, and you just want to bury the person you're against.
Right.
There it is.
Where is it? There it is. I only have one button.
Shame.
I needed to, I'm a little off. There we go.
We got to get him some new sounds.
According to this study, being fired from your job hurts more and has longer recovery time than a breakup.
Wow.
Where your heart is decimated
right.
by that person that you thought was the one.
I would actually think it would have... Because the thing is, if you lose your job and, you know, if you can turn that around fast enough, mm-hmm. then you're okay. But the heartache thing, like you might even get a pang years later. Over yeah. like a, over a breakup, but I think in the moment, losing your job is it's life changing. I mean, it's you're set, especially if it's totally out of the blue. Right?
You have to remember that we've gone through such a long period of economic. I mean, we're still trying to, it feels like, recover mm-hmm. from 08, and the job force is still shaking out about. If you lost your job and there aren't more in your chosen business,
and you're having to,
it might not be a quick
business,
recovery. Right? Yeah, you might actually find yourself trying to find a new, like,
and then you find a
career.
New gig in a new in a whole new field, and then
you're
I can
back
see
at
that
the bottom.
That does linger a lot longer. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing,
right?
And here I am.
Well, I keep mentioning my friend who he found himself out of work, and this was a while back, and I was. Like, you should look at other stuff. Go back to school. You got a couple bucks saved? No, dude. I did this much.
This is what I do.
This is what I do. And now a couple years have passed. He wow. could have completely retrained right. himself for something else.
Did he? What did he do? Did he
He's
love
in
what
marketing.
He, did he love it?
Oh, he loved it. Yeah.
That
Absolutely.
Was his thing.
It's
marketing.
Hard when you're so passionate about a particular profession. It's hard to switch it up, but...
And
to,
I know.
You want to pay that mortgage, honey.
Yeah, you got bills. They keep rolling on in. I
Funny
know someone
how that
who
works.
Has a degree and won't take a menial job because she's like, I have a degree. I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay. And so the rest of us will keep paying your bills for you, I guess.
You pay this person's bills?
It's a family person and we all help.
What's the situation?
So that's as much as I'm giving you.
But the answer to the question is yes.
I have definitely sent this person money.
Like how much? Like thousands?
More than I would have liked
like
to.
Like $10,000?
More than I would have liked
More
to.
More than 20,000?
More than I would have liked to.
Like how much, roughly?
Money. Just some
it's
money.
It's not so bad if they're helping themselves.
Right.
When they walk
but
in.
But when they're not doing anything right. about it, that's
Are they
an
helping
issue.
Themselves?
And bitching about it.
Are they helping yeah. themselves?
At times they seem to be helping themselves. Other times it's like, you just seem lazy.
Like what? Like do they have garage sales every other week
no,
or something?
No, they don't. Kidding me, they sold all their stuff years ago.
What do they do to help themselves?
Take a job. What? Like, oh, thank God they've got a job. Mm-hmm. What? They don't have that job anymore? That was beneath me. They were telling me how to fold stuff. I'm like, yeah, because they got a way to fold it. You got to do the stuff that they tell you to do. I have a degree. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, how many of you in the family help this person?
A lot of us.
Like more than five?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, honey.
Why don't you guys picket this person?
Be homeless.
It seems like the thing person to do. In fact, today's the
sorry,
day.
I am sorry I brought it up.
You did bring it up,
I
too,
did.
By the way.
I did. The person
just for the record.
Like won't take the job discounts. Because she's too well qualified for it.
Anyway.
Kill me. Jeez-a-loo. What have I done?
A study just found that being fired hurts more and has longer recovery time than a breakup. Mm. Mm. You can just get under somebody, right, Yuzi?
Mm-hmm. Is there a boss I could get under now?
You still have this job. There's no need right now.
A new study out of the University of Greenwich in England found that drinking two beers is actually better for pain relief than Tylenol.
Really? Why?
In their study, people who drank after a minor injury reported 25% less pain than people who took Tylenol. What do you say you get a lot of headaches, right?
I do.
I was mentioning that I got a really bad one with that whatever bug I got.
Yeah.
And I don't normally get them. And I actually was thinking, do you take Advil or Tylenol for
this? I can knock a headache back with some Advil. Tylenol, I don't even feel like it's medicine, but that's just me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I would never take a Tylenol. It's pointless. I'll take just plain old bare aspirin before I'll take Tylenol.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Like, what is it? Acetaminophen? Is that what's in
Tylenol?
Yeah,
and some people can't take Advil because it messes with their stomach.
Right,
so they have
true.
To take
what do you
the other option. I go for Advil first, but I do carry around, I have Tylenol on me right now.
She takes the whole medicine cabinet.
A lot of people
Well, you should try beer. Two beers.
Two beers, you'll feel much better. What about Aleve? What is the base
you
of that?
You know, John likes Aleve.
Yeah, people love Aleve.
He'll have an Aleve, but I take it, and I don't feel like it's working for me.
Oh.
So.
Is that acetaminophen or ibuprofen base?
I don't know.
The acetaminophen gives me nightmares.
Oh,
does
really?
It give you nightmares?
I don't take it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Nightmares?
Yeah, I don't know why. Every time I take anything with that in it, yeah. Hmm.
We're all different.
Tylenol with codeine's probably pretty helpful, though, is my guess.
Well, unless you get addicted to that.
Right.
So it says Aleve has a thing called naproxen in it. Naproxen.
Naproxen?
It's naproxen. You know naproxen?
I've heard of it now that
have
you mentioned
it. Have
you
heard of naproxen?
You like that stuff?
I don't.
You're not.
I don't know much about it. I don't know about Aleve.
You're not an naproxen lady.
I'm not.
Are you naproxen or are you naproxen?
I'm naproxen.
All right. It's
yes proxen.
Oh yeah, you like Aleve?
No, I was just saying naproxen or yes proxen.
What has happened?
I don't know.
It's good for menstrual cramps.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
it's great.
So is the what is that? The IUD. I hear.
Yes, it's great.
Is that good for your menstrual cramps?
You don't get them anymore.
At all, right?
Nope,
you've been
zero.
Riding that thing for a while.
I have. Years.
The
years
NBA
with barely a period and no cramps. Check into it, girls.
The NBA playoffs continue, and we're in the second round. Utah won and moved up to play the Warriors tomorrow. Mm. It's a home game, everyone. 7:30 tip time, Utah. At Warriors.
Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. In the hunt again.
Yeah. So fun. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Regarding the writer strike, I've always wondered if there were any hit shows which came out of the last writer strike 10 years ago. As they were sitting striking, were they writing? Mm. Well, I think they probably write. I don't think they'd look at it that way.
Some people texted in about shows that were rumored because sometimes they still put together, they got like scab writers or whatever.
Yes.
And Heroes was one of those shows. Like it was so good that first season. And then the writer's strike happened. And man, did it fall off after that first season.
People also texted in about Lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They say that they blame Lost. Remember how Lost was so good for a while and then it just fell off a cliff?
Yep. And Pushing Daisies. I don't know if you watched that
show. I didn't watch that, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there were a few shows that were victims of it. Just, you know, if they got writers in there and the show was ruined because of it, they can blame
Hooman,
it all on the
writer's
strike.
Are you a member of WAG? What is it?
WGA.
WGA?
I'm not, no.
Oh, but you wrote Olive.
Well, we came up with the story. I mean, Pat wrote
and Pat
the script,
wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if he's a WGA guy.
Yeah.
The WGA did something a long time ago that still kind of leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, what?
George Lucas didn't want to put any credits at the front of Star Wars, and the WGA was like, you have to put credits at the beginning. He goes, no. And they gave him like a $400,000 fine.
Which he could totally afford.
Yeah, but still, I mean, listen, the art matters more than all the credits at the beginning. If he wants to get right into the movie, he's the director. Like, he should be allowed to do that.
Well, I have often wondered why they run all that. So, like, you know... It does kind of ruin the beginning of every TV show. It's like, it's just, you know, you're 5 minutes in and they're still putting a credit here.
Well, but when the show's over, you leave, so you would never see the people's names.
But I'm not going to look at them at the beginning or the end. And but I suppose the people who care about credits, those people who stay in movie theaters reading the credits till the end, the people in the business do care.
Right, and that's who it's for. But I'm just saying, for the art, like, if he wants to get right into Star Wars and doesn't want to show a bunch of... Because at the time, they were all no-names anyway. Actors, right? Yeah. I mean, they're all superstars now, but he should be allowed to do that, and he shouldn't have to pay a $400,000 fine.
Well, the first few minutes of any Star Wars movie is that scrolling yellow pyramid type anyway. So, I mean, that would be weird to have credits over that.
Right.
But I guess once the action started, they could put some up.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do, and that's...
Well, I understand your protest against the WGA and why I'll never join now. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
What's coming up in
totally valid.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the charts. We'll see how the stuff that was released 2 weeks ago fared and more after these. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hey, you got that person on the phone for me?
Sure do.
All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by Taco Bell. So, you may know that we've been giving away $1,000 an hour 10 times a day in our 10K a day birthday. Line one is our winner, Brandon.
Hey! Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah,
hi,
Brandon.
Hi, Vinny. Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Hey. Oh.
Bryn.
What about Hooman?
It's all right.
Oh, I said hi to Hooman already. Hi, Hooman.
Oh, what about me?
And you, me, baby. How are you?
What about me?
I get a baby. Thank you.
Nothing for me.
Okay.
So right. You are a thousandaire, Brandon.
I am a thousandaire. It sounds so good, sir. It feels so good. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm vibrating still because it just happened. And it's hard to believe because, you know, you keep entering, and you think it's never going to happen. But, hey, it's me.
Good job, Brandon.
All right, Brandon, where are you calling us from?
I'm here in San Francisco.
Oh, Brandon from San Francisco, the latest to score $1,000.
Hey.
His May Day is payday.
That's right.
All right. Congratulations. I'm going to put you back on hold. You get to talk to Hooman more.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps are loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown. So if you've had a morning before your morning, unlike Brandon, who's having a great morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. We like to call it free and easy.
Ooh, we do.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah. Easy like a Sunday morning.
Yeah, as you negotiate your way through our website, you'll be like...
Why do I not click this place more?
This is how it's done.
Click away.
Here's what's happening. So today is May Day, and if you look it up, it's in some places a spring festival, and in others it's in honor of working people, and other places it's you'll find it called International Workers' Day.
Oh.
So there's that. It's sort of loosely defined, but it's a big day today. As it seems, there'll be a lot of unrest.
Yes.
So there are a lot of events here in the Bay Area planned, including a day without immigrants from 11 to 5 at Justin Herman Plaza. So that's going to be a biggie for us.
Yep.
If you want to find the whole list, you should read your newspaper. Also... Is that at RadioAlice.com, by the way?
No, but Hooman did put some May Day info up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh.
Around the world, as May Day, as I said, unrest.
Yes.
Protests, some... when you read about hooded youth throwing Molotov cocktails and tear gas, you really do know it's going down.
Mm.
That's in France.
Wonderful.
There's also, it looks like, protests in Red Square, which is Russia or Soviet Union or however they want to be called now.
Russia.
Yeah. I don't know.
It seems mother, like the motherland.
The guy in charge is just staying in charge, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Are those elections?
Are they? You tell me. I don't know. It's weird. It's happening all over the world. These people who are, quote, elected and win by 99% of the vote.
I'm actually asking. That's not. Yeah. It doesn't. Okay.
Feels more like a dictatorship, but I don't know if we're coming right out and saying that.
Anyway.
It's the guns that scare me. What would you like me to say?
Police are firing tear gas at rowdy protesters at May Day workers' marches in Paris as people are, there's some backlash against the far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen. They're trying to keep her from
She's
the presidency. We'll see.
Win.
When is that election?
We'll May 7th.
May 7th.
Okay.
It's coming. Whew. They both, I mean, she's got the most controversy surrounding her, but I told you his story, Emmanuel's story, is interesting.
Here on this show, when you were telling me that, it's still the only place, even though I hear him getting talked about all the time, never gets mentioned that he married his school teacher who was 20-something years older than him.
I mentioned that to a couple of my friends who are, you know, hardcore Democrats, and they write back, nobody really knows what happened. That should stay out of the press.
But like, there on. It all is.
It's so weird how two-sided or one-sided people are when they've got a political lean.
Yep.
It's just the way it is, I guess.
It is. You make excuses for the person that you're for, and you just want to bury the person you're against.
Right.
There it is.
Where is it? There it is. I only have one button.
Shame.
I needed it. I'm a little off. There we go.
We got to get him some new sounds.
According to this study, being fired from your job hurts more and has longer recovery time than a breakup.
Wow.
Where your heart is decimated
right.
by that person that you thought was the one.
I would actually think it would have... Because the thing is, if you lose your job and, you know, if you can turn that around fast enough, mm-hmm. then you're okay. But the heartache thing, like you might even get a pang years later. Over over a breakup. But I think in the moment, losing your job is, well, it's life-changing. I mean, it's, you're set, especially if it's totally out of the blue. Right?
You have to remember that we've gone through such a long period of economic, I mean, we're still trying to, it feels like, recover mm-hmm. from 08. And the job force is still shaking out about, if you lost your job and there aren't more in your chosen business,
and you're having to,
it might not be a quick
business,
recovery.
Right.
Yeah, you might actually find yourself trying to find a new, like,
and then you find a
career.
New gig and a whole new field, and then
you're
I can
back
see
at
that
the bottom.
That does linger a lot longer. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing,
right?
And here I am.
Well, I keep mentioning my friend who he found himself out of work, and this was a while back, and I was. Like, you should look at other stuff. Go back to school. You got a couple bucks saved? No, dude. I did this much.
This is what I do.
This is what I do. And now a couple years have passed. He could have completely retrained himself for something else.
Did he? What did he do? Did he
He's
love
in
what
marketing.
He, did he love it?
Oh, he loved it. Yeah.
That
Absolutely.
Was his thing.
It's marketing. Hard when you're so passionate about a particular profession. It's hard to switch it up, but...
And
to,
I know.
You want to pay that mortgage, honey.
Yeah, you got bills. They keep rolling on in. I know
Funny
someone
how that
who
works.
Has a degree and won't take a menial job because she's like, I have a degree. I'm not doing that. Mm. I'm like, okay. And so the rest of us will keep paying your bills for you, I guess.
You pay this person's bills?
It's a family person and we all help.
What's the situation?
So that's as much as I'm giving you.
But the we answer to the question is yes.
I have definitely sent this person money.
Like how much? Like thousands?
More than I would have liked
like
to.
Like $10,000?
More than I would have liked
More
to.
More than 20,000?
More than I would have liked to.
Like how much, roughly?
Money. Just some
it's
money.
It's not so bad if they're helping themselves.
Right.
When they walk
but
in.
But when they're annoying, not doing anything right. about it, that's
Are they helping
an
issue. Themselves?
And bitching about it.
Are they helping yeah. themselves?
At times they seem to be helping themselves. Other times it's like, you just seem lazy.
Like what? Like do they have garage sales every other week
no,
or something?
No, they don't. Kidding me, they sold all their stuff years ago.
What do they do to help themselves?
Take a job. What? Like, oh, thank God they've got a job. Mm-hmm. What? They don't have that job anymore? That's what's beneath me. They were telling me how to fold stuff. I'm like, yeah, because they got a way to fold it. You got to do the stuff that they tell you to do. I have a degree. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, how many of you in the family help this person?
A lot of us.
Like more than five?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, honey.
Why don't you guys picket this person?
Be homeless.
It seems like the thing to do. In fact, today's the
I am sorry I brought it up.
You did bring it up,
I
too,
did.
By the way.
I did. The person
just for the record.
Like won't take the job details. Because she's too well qualified for it.
Anyway.
Kill me. Jeez, Lou. What have I done?
The study just found that being fired hurts more and has longer recovery time than a breakup. You can just get under somebody, right, Yuzi?
Mm-hmm. Is there a boss I could get under now?
You still have this job. There's no need right now.
A new study out of the University of Greenwich in England found that drinking two beers is actually better for pain relief than Tylenol.
Really? Why?
In their study, people who drank after a minor injury reported 25% less pain than people who took Tylenol. What do you, you say you get a lot of headaches, right?
I do.
I was mentioning that I got a really bad one with that whatever bug I got.
Yeah.
And I don't normally get them. And I actually was thinking, do you take Advil or Tylenol for
this? I can knock a headache back with some Advil. Tylenol, I don't even feel like it's medicine, but that's just me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I would never take a Tylenol. It's pointless. I'll take just plain old bare aspirin before I'll take Tylenol.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Like, what is it? Acetaminophen? Is that what's in
Tylenol?
Yeah,
and some people can't take Advil because it messes with their stomach.
Right,
so they have to take the other option. I go for Advil first, but I do carry around, I have Tylenol on me right now.
She takes the whole medicine cabinet.
A lot of people
Well, you should try beer. Two beers.
Two beers, you'll feel much better. What about Aleve? What is the base of that?
You know, John likes Aleve.
Yeah, people love Aleve.
He'll have an Aleve, but I take it, and I don't feel like it's working for me.
Oh.
So.
Is that acetaminophen or ibuprofen base?
I don't know.
The acetaminophen gives me nightmares.
Oh.
Really?
Does it give you nightmares?
I don't take it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Nightmares?
Yeah, I don't know why. Every time I take anything with that in it, yeah.
We're all different.
Tylenol with codeine is probably pretty helpful, though, is my guess.
Well, unless you get addicted to that.
Right.
So it says Aleve has a thing called naproxen in it. Naproxen.
Naproxen?
It's naproxen. You know naproxen?
I've heard of it now that you've
heard of naproxen.
You like that stuff?
I don't.
You're not
I don't know much about it. I don't know about Aleve.
You're not an naproxen lady.
I'm not.
Are you naproxen or are you naproxen?
I'm naproxen.
All right. It's
yes, proxen.
Oh, yeah? You like Aleve?
No, I was just saying a no proxen or yes proxen.
What is happening?
I don't know.
It's good for menstrual cramps, ladies.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
It's great.
So is the... Oh, what is that? The IUD, I hear.
Yes, it's great.
Is that good for your menstrual cramps?
You don't get them anymore.
At all, right?
Nope,
you've been riding that thing for a while.
I have. Years.
The NBA
with barely a period and no cramps. Check into it, girls.
The NBA playoffs continue, and we're in the second round. Utah won and moved up to play the Warriors tomorrow. Mm. It's a home game, everyone. 7:30 tip time, Utah at Warriors.
Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. In the hunt again.
Yeah, so fun. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Regarding the writer's strike, I've always wondered if there were any hit shows which came out of the last writer's strike 10 years ago. As they were sitting striking, were they writing? Mm. Well, I think they probably write all the time. I don't think they'd look at it that way.
Some people texted in about shows that were ruined because sometimes they still put together, they got like scab writers or whatever.
Yes.
And Heroes was one of those shows. Like it was so, so good that first season. And then the writer's strike happened. And man, did it fall off after that first season.
People also texted in about Lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They say that they blame Lost. Remember how Lost was so good for a while and then it just fell off a cliff?
Yep. And Pushing Daisies. I don't know if you watched that
show. I didn't watch that, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there were a few shows that were victims of it. Just, you know, if they got writers in there and the show was ruined because of it, they can blame
Hooman,
it all on
are
the
you a
strike.
Member of WAG? What is it?
WGA.
WGA?
I'm not, no.
Oh, but you wrote Olive.
Well, we came up with the story. I mean, Pat wrote
Pat
the script,
wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if he's a WGA guy.
So, yeah.
The WGA did something a long time ago that still kind of leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, what?
George Lucas didn't want to put any credits at the front of Star Wars. And the WGA was like, you have to put credits at the beginning. He goes, no. And they gave him like a $400,000 fine.
Which he could totally afford.
Yeah, but still, I mean, listen, the art matters more than all the credits at the beginning. If he wants to get right into the movie, he's the director. Like, he should be allowed to do that.
Well, I have often wondered why they run all that. So, like, you know, it does kind of ruin the beginning of every TV show. It's like, it's just, you know, you're 5 minutes in and they're still putting a credit here.
Well, but when the show's over, you leave. So you would never see the people's names.
But I'm not going to look at them at the beginning or the end. And but I suppose the people who care about credits, those people who stay in movie theaters reading the credits till the end, the people in the business do care.
Right. And that's who it's for. But I'm just saying, for the art, like, if he wants to get right into Star Wars and doesn't want to show a bunch of... Because at the time, they were all no names anyway. Actors, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all superstars now, but he should be allowed to do that, and he shouldn't have to pay a $400,000 fine.
Well, the first few minutes of any Star Wars movie is that scrolling yellow pyramid type anyway. So, I mean, that would be weird to have credits over that.
Right.
But I guess once the action started, they could put some up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do, and that's...
I understand your protest against the WGA and why I'll never join now. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the
trash? Seems totally valid.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the charts. We'll see how the stuff that was released 2 weeks ago fared and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.